from the top. Yes, that is live, being broadcast right here from the studio from the Arizona State official balladeer, Mr. Dolan Ellis, who's dropped in to visit with us this morning with his good friend, the Arizona official state historian, Mr. Marshall Trimble. And I wanted to bring you guys in and talk this morning now about the Arizona Folklore Preserve, because it's located down near Sierra Vista. That's the destination of our next Arizona staycation where people will get to go. So not only do we want to talk about that, but any other little secret areas you've got, you might want other people to see in that area. But let's start with the preserve.
Well, the Arizona Folklore Preserve was my creation. It was back in the mid-80s, actually, that I got to looking around, and I went, you know, we got all kinds of places for art galleries and for photographer displays. We have places for dance. We have, but we had no center for folklore and folk music. I looked around. I couldn't find anybody else that was crazy enough to do it, so I decided to do something about it. I went down there. I bought a 20-acre piece, restored an old house down there. Then on the lower 4 acres of the property, I chunked that off and did a 501c3 nonprofit. And I did shows down there for 5 years free. And whatever we made on the shows, we put it into the bank. We built a real nice bank account. And then finally, we got the attention of the University of Arizona. They helped us to build the new Folklore Center. It's a Frank Lloyd Wright designed Folklore Center up there in the canyon. And it's the best kept secret in Arizona.
And talk a little bit about where it is.
It's in Ramsey Canyon, which is a pretty famous canyon.
Very.
Just below, it's about 6 miles below Sierra Vista. It's a wet canyon, so it's got a creek that runs right through it, and the big cottonwoods and the sycamores, and the wildlife is profuse up in there because that's all private property up in there, and there's no hunting in that canyon, so these animals over a period of time have really clustered into that canyon.
Bird watchers from all
bird
over
watcher,
the world head up there. Jennifer and I went and stayed at the bed and breakfast for the hummingbird migration, and I think we were the only ones in the bed and breakfast that spoke English.
Yeah.
Everybody else was from some foreign country.
Yeah.
Just to be in that canyon.
That's right.
At that time of day, and the hikes we took, we were literally kicking deer off the trail to get out of the way so we could proceed down the trail. Virtually every hike we took. That's pretty spectacular.
It's
little, like you say, one of the best kept secrets in Arizona.
It is a best kept secret, and it's so great. And the Nature Conservancy has their nature center up there. And you know, Ramsey Canyon is touted as having more varieties of hummingbirds than any other spot in the United States of America. And I think that they flock in there because of the flowers and the creek and just the whole habitat and the quietness of the canyon.
All right, so the Arizona Folklore Preserve is in that canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't remember, we were in the bed and breakfast years ago. I don't remember seeing it going in, but as I'm approaching the bed and breakfast there at the end of the road.
It's before you cross the creek.
Okay.
That was the upper end of the property where you cross the creek, and it goes down canyon from that.
And now we've got a Wright designed U of A subsidized welcome center at the Arizona Folklore Preserve.
Mm-hmm.
What will I see when I walk in the door? What is the purpose of the Folklore Preserve?
We collect, house, present the songs, the legends, the folk songs, the cowboy poetry of the state of Arizona. And we have state-of-the-art performing. It's not big. It only seats about 60 people, but it's a digital recording and all of that, and we archive all these things, and we're putting this folklore away and tucking it away so that it will be around in 100 years from now.
I'm sorry, babe.
Can people buy tickets to come watch? Or how
Yes.
Regular performances?
We have regular performances. We're open the weekends only. We've now had over 200 Arizona artists to be with us. Marshall came down there and helped us do the grand opening when we put put it all together.
What would be on the agenda for the next several months? Can you think through some of the entertainers or some of the events that are going to be occurring or the website that we could go look at it?
Yeah, they can go to arizonafolklore.com.
That's easy.
Arizonafolklore.com. I'm down there one weekend every month.
Okay.
So I'm there on Saturday and Sunday, one weekend a month. And my schedule's on my website, which is dolanellis.com. And but the arizonafolklore.com is where their schedule is, and we just had the finest of folk entertainment down there.
Fantastic. Well, it gives us a reason to head back down there.
One more reason. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we'll have to get on the website arizonafolklore.com, take a look at what's coming up, and make sure we get purchase a couple tickets and book our lodging there at the bed and breakfast. And now, when we were there, there was a pretty good little steakhouse just as you turn the corner off the highway on the way to Hereford called the Mesquite Tree. Is it still there?
I'm sorry to say it's not, because it was a wonderful little restaurant.
That was a good little steakhouse.
Yes, it was. But we have other places that people can go that also have wonderful food.
Sierra Vista is the location of this current Arizona staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. When we get back, Dolan will tell us what some of his favorite steakhouses are in the area. And Marshall is going to tell us about some of the history of the area right here. You can only get this at Rosie on the House.